Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 28th day of April, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Time to Stand Up. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru Ambeth. We will take callers later on in the broadcast. We do ask that you keep your language in a proper way. Also, use etiquette on the line and try not to walk on other callers. We are in the question and answer mode, which means that everybody is muted until such time as they indicate they wish to speak. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And again, that's pastordan.net. And we do want to remind you of the Daily Mail page. There's where a lot of the latest news items are out. I do want to apologize. I normally send out an email blast to the folks that are on my email list about programs, and today I forgot to do that. So it's showing up in the beginning here anyway, as a few folks are tuned in live. But that happens. That's my fault. I normally give people a heads up, but I do remind everybody that because email is not all that reliable here lately, as the war is heating up between the righteous and the wicked, they're doing a lot of things to try to throw stumbling blocks in front of us. So if email is down, but the website is still up to date, then you need to check the Listen Live page where the schedule is kept up there. So again, I apologize for today on not getting that message out there. Angel says here that the sound is good, so thank you very much, Angel. And of course, it's good that we record these because lots and lots of people listen to them as a download later on at their leisure. In Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14, Moses told the people, "Do not be afraid, stand still," which means hold your ground, "and see the salvation of Yahweh, which He will work for you today. For you will never again see the Egyptians whom you have seen today. Yahweh will fight for you, and you shall be still," or remain steadfast. Okay, so again, that's why we titled it, "It's Time to Stand Up, Folks." I've noticed lately, you know, everybody is saying that the powers that be are demanding that you wear the face diaper, that you social distance and all that. I can't tell you how many times I was told, well, everybody's doing it, and yet I have noticed myself and many of my family and friends who are part of the resistance, we've noticed that when we go out, almost nobody challenges us anymore. So I got to ask, is it truly being forced down people's throats today, or they just have absolutely no balls anymore? The people have no backbone, no stamina. Because I got to, you know, knock on wood, but it's been many months now that we've been going out in other states, but particularly here in Florida, and nobody's challenging us when we go into the stores and we don't put the diaper on our face. Now, everybody tells me, oh, they're going to do this, but the truth of the matter is very little pushback has been lately. Okay, now, some people will note that if you run into particularly black females, they're the worst. Okay, so the fortunate thing is most of the places I go, they don't have a black female watching the door. But black females are the worst. For some reason, I think it's part of their nature. It's also partly this anti-white racism that's out there. So the black females sort of get off if they can tell whitey what to do. But other than the black females, apparently anyway, even they are starting to back down when they're challenged. See, this is why we said it's time to stand up. How many of you that tell me that they're pushing it, they're demanding it, and you can't do this, you can't do that, when the reality of it is that you just don't want to challenge anybody? Now, again, I'm like a lot of people. I don't particularly like confrontation, but at some point, you have to say, I'm not going to take this shit any longer. Okay? You have to say, my health and my family's health is more important than your goddamn laws and your so-called mandates and your so-called this and so-called that, just because a bunch of cretins got together in a legislative office and signed their names to a piece of paper. You think all of a sudden they have more power than you and the God who created you. Think about how silly and ridiculous that is. There was a good video put up by Dr. Vernon Coleman, who's over in the UK, and it's on his website, I'm sure, Dr. Vernon Coleman. I think it's .com, it might be .org, but you can find it if you look for it. But he put up one recently. It says, I'm over dealing with the zombies. I'm done. I'm done being merciful to the zombies. And I think myself and many of those like me are in the same camp, that if you want to be a zombie, you go right ahead. But don't ask for me to be nice to you. Don't ask for me to placate you and, oh, you're doing such a wonderful proactive thing by going and putting that strange foreign substance in your body. Or you're putting on a contaminated bacterial nightmare called a face diaper, and that you think I'm supposed to congratulate you for being some kind of humanitarian? You're a criminal, as Dr. Coleman said in his address. You're actually a criminal. You're actually committing crimes against mankind if you're going along with any of this stupidity. Okay, I'm getting a note here. I want to see what... Okay, never mind. So he's right about that aspect of it, okay? So now is the time. We've reached that point where mankind has to decide which direction down here we're going to go. We've reached a fork in the road, okay? We really have. We're at the fork in the road, and you have to decide, do you want to go into full-blown communism with the Jew Bolsheviks running the show and all of their lapdogs, which means you and your family are literally going to be slaves, okay? Or we're going to put them in the dirt and free mankind up and this poor earth that's being assaulted, and we're going to set everything straight. We're actually at that point, okay? And Ralph up in Canada says here that there's a doctor, I think it's Yadin, Y-E-A-D-O-N, Yadin, says that everybody who takes the experimental serum cannot escape death. And he's got a link here from Brighteon where that interview or that commentary is available. Let's see here. He also says, greetings, Dan. I have, as of late, challenged many people with these silly masks because I have not been wearing these things. Yeah, that's right. I haven't put one on yet. I refuse to. I still go out, like today, with friends. They carry them with them, but I will give my buddy credit. He put it down over his ear, and he actually didn't have it on. Nobody said anything to him, but I didn't have one at all. I just walked in and went to my table and sat down. Nobody said anything. Okay? Again, it's the perception. You've been brainwashed by the powers that be through the propaganda mills. You're thinking that there's a monster sitting there going to beat you up, when really all you have to do is take a stand. Okay? If enough people stood up and demanded their rights, their God-given rights, this would be over today. Okay? These corporations push this bullshit because everybody's a sheep. If every employee, or at least the majority of the employees, would get together and tell their bosses, you can cram these mask-wearing mandates that you're threatening my job with up your ass, guess what? They'd stop. They can't replace an entire workforce overnight. And one thing about corporate people, they're just like their masters, the Jews. They love money more than anything else. As much as they hate us, they love money more. They love money. They worship gold. Typical Jew will have gold all over them, gold earrings, gold necklaces, gold pendants, gold piercings, you name it. They love gold. It's probably why Trump has so much gold in his Mar-a-Lago palace, and I think in his New York place he also had a tremendous amount of gold. Certainly leads me to believe that there's some credence to the supposition that he is of Jewish persuasion. It would also explain why he's so deceptive, telling us one thing when he's running to be elected and then sort of just forgetting about doing all that. Everybody says he fulfilled all of his campaign promises. Really? Somebody needs to explain that to me again, because I seem to remember that we'd hear the truth about 9/11. I heard that we would hear the truth about the Las Vegas deal. We'd hear the truth about a whole lot of shit that's been crammed down our throats and lied to us about, and that remains to be seen. All right? I'm just telling you the way I see it. I don't claim to know everything. I don't claim to sit in any boardrooms or any military think tanks listening in. I'm just telling you what I observe and what the Holy Spirit's telling me. I don't trust anybody. At this point in time, anyway. I don't trust anybody to the point that I would accept what they tell me without investigation. Let's put it that way. All right? Ralph says here, did Juan O'Savin say that the people got the jab or spreading the disease? Not just Juan O'Savin, but many of the reports I've been reading for 3 days now are saying that this thing called spreading, which means that people who are vaccinated, the substance that was put into their body is turning their bodies into germ or virus generators. Now, just remember something, though. Remember what Dr. Bacomp, the French, famous French doctor back in the 19th century, he wrote a book called, or a paper that was discussing germ theory versus terrain theory. And, of course, the powers that be were already in control, and so Louis Pasteur and all of the people pushing the germ theory, they got the money, they got the airtime, because that promoted the idea that you get sick because of viruses and germs. Whereas Dr. Bacomp said, that's ridiculous. We live in an ocean of germs, bacteria, viruses. Viruses are just basically waste matter from your cells. Okay? And Dr. Bacomp said, it's your body. You're getting sick because your body has a problem, not because of your environment. Now, if you're going to be in a heavily germ-filled environment, let's say you don't have clean water, like in India, they're taking their dumps out in the yard outside instead of doing it the way the Bible says, where you bury it with a shovel. Okay? Obviously, there's more germs in an environment like that. And if your body has any weaknesses, you will succumb to the germs. That's true. But the problem isn't the germs as much as it is the body. And that's what people aren't talking about. And we've said that on this program for how long now? Especially as you come into this time period, you have got to keep your body in the best shape it's ever been. There is no time to screw around, folks. There's an assault on you in the medical arena. There's an assault to you by the foods that you're eating. There's an assault on you by the air you're breathing and in the water you're drinking. You're being assaulted around the clock. And now you can add EMF through 5G and all of the cell towers and all the other bullshit that they're pounding us with day in and day out. Your body is under a constant assault. It's time to stand up, get away from all that lackadaisical bullshit that you're doing day in and day out, and take advantage of your own ability to get fresh air, sunshine, and exercise. A lot of people are doing the vitamins and minerals, and they say they're eating organic, but they leave out one of the most important things of the body, that is exercise. Get that heart rate up. Get those lungs expanding. Why? Because your body's lymphatic system operates by movement. Okay? Did you know that you have 3 to 4 times as much lymphatic fluid in your body as you do blood? Think about that for just a minute. How much blood is in your body? And yet you've got 3 to 4 times that much in the clear, almost water-like lymphatic fluid that runs through your body. How about those apples, okay? And what does the lymphatic system do? It carries waste out of your body. So if the lymph system isn't working, or if you're not moving, because body movement is what causes lymph fluid to move about in the body. So if you're sedentary and you're not moving around, no exercise, no up and down, no jumping around, your lymph system is not carrying the waste products away. You will get sick. The only difference between the lymph system and blood is the blood system operates by a pump called your heart. That's why it can get away with having less fluid, because it keeps that blood pumping through your body, where the lymph system requires the movement of your muscles to constrict the vessels and open up the vessels and create that pumping action of the lymph fluid. So if you're not getting exercise, your lymph fluid is just basically stagnating. Just a little tip. If you want good health, get moving. Stand up. Get out of that chair. Get off that couch. Get out of that bedroom and move around. Walk. Jump around. Exercise. Trampoline. Bicycle. I don't care what it is. Get the body bouncing around, vibrating, twisting, turning. I've said for many years, you don't get old because of your age. You get old because of what you don't do anymore. When you're younger, you do a lot of things. Right? When you're a kid, you're rolling around in the grass. You're fighting and you're wrestling and you're playing sports. As you get older, you start getting a little lazy. You don't do all those things. That's when the body starts aging. Did you ever notice? It doesn't age when you're out there playing sports and making love and building a house and working on your car from morning till night. Okay? All that activity keeps you young. It's when you start slowing down because you start feeling bad. You don't eat right anymore, blah, blah, blah. But also as the body gets older, you start losing some of the enzymes and the backup material that Yahweh gave you to cover the years of your stupidity, which we call youth. Because our Heavenly Father, the great designer, said, well, by the time you start getting in your 30s, you should be smart enough to know that you got to eat better and drink better and exercise and rest and sleep and keep stress out. Angel says here, sexercise. Yes, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Making love to your spouse is a form of exercise if it's done correctly. If it's done correctly, it is the two becoming one flesh, and it is a great form of exercise. But again, I say, if it's done correctly. That's a whole other show and a whole other topic, probably for a private audience. We could get into that. But there is a lot more to that one as well. Now, time to stand up. We've said on this program many, many times, you vote with your time and you vote with your money, okay? So right now, you better be out there showing your support for the businesses and the people who are doing it right. Stop spending your money in these damn Jew organizations and these large corporations. If you've got a little local farmer's market or an organic store run by a family or a little restaurant that's family-owned or a little hardware store, a refinery, a farm, a butcher, whatever. If it's local, family-run, and they're doing it right, they get your time and your money, not these big corporations and these Jew-run organizations. We've got to stop that nonsense. We're paying for our own demise. Okay, and it's even worse today because they control the Federal Reserve, so they can print up as many electronic shekels as they want. And that's how they're getting, because our people are starting to boycott the Zionist Bolshevik businesses. So the government goes through the back door and they just tax it out of your wallet and give it to their synagogue buddies. Okay, now that was starting to become a problem because they couldn't get enough money to cover for their loss of revenue. So they went the next step and they called it quantitative easing, which is just their way of saying now the Jew has complete license to create as many electronic shekels as they want to make up for the fact they're losing businesses and they need all of the help they can get to buy you off, buy your silence, buy the medical mafia off, buy the scientists off, buy the journalists off, buy the media off, buy the educators off. If we took their financial power away from them, the truth would come out so fast it would make your head spin. So the Jew created this fake money system many years ago when our Heavenly Father didn't require you to have money to live at all. Did he? Tell me in the Bible where it says that. You had things you could barter with. You'd have flocks, or you could make pottery or whatever, and you might barter, but there was no need for money. So they create the money system, and then they create a system that requires you to have more money so that they have more power. They create big, bloated bureaucracies that require fees and licenses and registrations and taxation, so that they keep milking you of your shekels, thereby making you more of their slave. It's called economic bondage. Exactly what was done to the Hebrews who were in the land of Egypt. It was economic bondage more than it was actual, quote, slavery. They used that term, but no, it was more of an economic strangulation. And you're back in Egypt again, Israelites. In case you haven't noticed it, John called me up before the program and we were talking about the fact that people seem to be behaving different. There's a lot of reports coming out that those who have got this mysterious substance, untested substance, experimental substance jabbed into them are showing changes in behavior. Even my niece, who works for a major medical facility, was telling me in her own office, which is full of senior management doctors and administrators, that she noticed a very pronounced change in behavior and attitude once they were jabbed. Better think about that. Now, I bring that up because of all these reports saying that people are getting sick, even though they did not put this poison in their bodies, they're still getting affected by it because they're around others who have been injected. And also, you're out on the highway, you have people flying planes, You have people operating important machinery. You have people with weapons on their side. And they have taken this poison and put it in their body, and it's affecting behavior. Be on your guard, is all I'm trying to say. Be on your guard. This world truly has reached a schism between the left and the right and the wrong, the goats and the sheep, the wheat and the tares. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Now, of course, a lot of Jews are buying up a tremendous amount of farmland and forest land. So what does that tell you? That should be handwriting on the wall. They're going to try to make food a weapon. And they're going to try to starve you out. Again, this is a communist insurgency hiding behind a fake medical emergency. Don't ever forget that. John, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Commander Pastor Dan. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh bless all those that are hearing this broadcast. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was me. I did speak with Commander Dan, Pastor Dan, earlier today, just a few hours ago. Please notice, as you're driving out there every day or every few days or whenever you drive out on the roads, whatever state that you're in, pay attention to the driving and those around you. You will literally see maybe people driving erratically or in a bad way, maybe slow or driving too fast. And I've gotten reports already that there have been more and more people getting into accidents, even in broad daylight, with the weather and very good weather and in daylight. And it seems to be that it's on the increase. I've seen that down here in Miami, or rather South Florida, where me and Commander Dan are living. I've seen people out there just driving in a very bad way, not good. And that's how the behaviors are changing for those people that have recently got the COVID-19 death shot. Yeah, it's a death shot, all right. They're not going to last long, even if it's one shot. Well, Commander Dan, that's all I wanted to say to everybody. Pay attention to the driving. Tell your loved ones the same thing. Pay attention to what's around you when you're out on the roads and highways of this country. That's it.
Okay,
Yahweh,
John.
May Yahweh bless all of you. May Yahweh bless
Yahweh
all
bless.
Of you.
Yep, Yahweh bless. Thanks. All right, very good. I want to make sure my cue is clear here. And Ralph has put in a question here, or I should say Lane on this one here. Commander Dan, what kind of attitude change? It is it's like a disconnect. They're not as personable. It's not a bad attitude about just specifically Caucasians. They're disconnected. Remember when one of the first persons to talk about their jab that they got was this lady, and she said that she could tell almost immediately that she felt her connection to God had disappeared. She could no longer communicate. Her prayer life had just came to an end. So if you do that, if anybody has a spiritual side to them and you have now disconnected that, you can imagine what it would do to you. People that have no faith and don't have a prayer life, it would be a disconnect socially. They don't feel a connection to us because they're becoming like a GMO. Okay? Again, why would anybody put this untested, unnecessary, experimental fluid in their bodies? I sit here shaking my head. Why? On God's green earth, would you put it in your body? There is absolutely not a single solitary logical reason to put this shit in your body. I'm beside myself. I just can't believe anybody. Of course, I couldn't understand why anybody would put a dirty diaper on their face this long. And yet they're still doing it. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Again, the diaper does absolutely nothing beneficial. Nothing beneficial. Nothing beneficial. the medical journals, doctors, researchers have all come out, and the manufacturers of these masks have literature that says, particularly outside the home or the hospital or the clinic, outside, have zero positive. Don't do a damn thing for anybody. And only a very tiny, limited good in certain situations, if they're the right type, if they're worn the right way, if they're disposed of as biological waste or hazardous waste, etc. A whole host of ifs it's done right. And even then, I have family who are doctors and nurses. And Angel, one of our listeners, is a retired nurse, and he'll tell you, those masks weren't worn all day long. They were worn for very short periods of time. They were disposed of immediately as hazardous waste, and you breathed fresh air and got out of the situation. A very short time. We've got people stupid enough to wear that thing all day long, breathing in exhaled air all day long, day after day after day, dumber than a box of rocks. Dumber than a box of rocks. I'm sorry. It's like Dr. Coleman said, I'm done being nice. I'm done trying to be nice to zombies, people that have absolutely no balls, no brains, no rational thinking, no concern over what they're doing. They just toe the line, whatever they're told to do, and even to the detriment of their children's health, to their own health, and to the world in general. They just don't give a damn. They're going to follow whatever they're told because, like one guy said, well, my brother's going to get one because he wants to go back to the field of pains, you know. So he's going to run down there and get that jab. And then there's Billy Bob over here. He's going to get it because he wants to go see his mom and dad, you know, and they're kind of concerned because of their age. So I'm going to put this experimental bullshit in my body so I can go see them. I would tell my mom and dad, pound sand. You must not want to see me if you expect me to put that bullshit in my body just to see you. And to be quite frank, you're not worth me seeing. If you have so little concern for me, my family, and my well-being that you want me to put this experimental, untested bullshit in my body so I can see you, I got news for you. I don't need to see you. Okay? And that goes for any of my friends or family or anybody, acquaintances. I don't care who it is. If you think I need to put that shit in my body to be able to meet you or communicate with you, I don't need you. In fact, just the opposite. I need you to go away and stay away from me. I was proud of my one son who told some of our family members that went and got the damn shit put in their body. He told them to stay away from his house. Don't come by to see the grandkids. Don't come by to visit. You put that stuff in the body and we're not going to take the chance. See, it's flipped. They wanted the vaccinated to treat you and I as criminals and the diseased ones, and it's already coming out that the people that put that bullshit in their body are the actual people that need to be avoided. And we're still waiting to find out if anybody is going to come up with any kind of a remedy for people that put that crap in their body. Right now, I don't know of any. Again, why we're warning people over and over and over, don't put the shit in your body. There is absolutely no reason to do it. Unbelievable. It shows the power of programming and brainwashing. It shows the power of the Talmud vision, that black box that the Bible calls it the image controlled by the beast. Images, the image of meaning possessive, image controlled by the beast. The beast is what? Bankers, the cabal, deep state, bureaucrats, government, military, world militaries are all part of that beast system. They're all controlling these images coming across those flat screens, and they're lying to you. But you have more faith in the image controlled by the beast than you do your own logic and your own faith in your creator. And that beautiful thing called the human body, the beautiful things that human body is capable of doing. It's unbelievable if you just get out of your box that was created and put around you by the beast and think for yourself and realize what a beautiful creation the Father's given you and how wondrous it is and how it works. If you just take a little bit of time to study it, just a little bit, you'd be amazed. That's one of the reasons I put myself through natural health classes, because I knew I was never going to use it to make money, because that was not my intention. I wanted it for myself and my family, most of all, and my close friends, because I knew what they were teaching made sense and it worked. But also on a personal level, it taught me how the body systems function and how they interrelate. It was beautiful. And I didn't need to learn Latin names for bones and veins and arteries. That's all bullshit. The ancients didn't do that. So why are we? Why do you spend so much time going to a medical school just to learn all that bullshit Latin and everything else when it's completely ridiculous? It's just like a foreign religion. It's like the Catholic Church giving mass in Latin. It's to buffalo you, to make you think these people are special and they know more than you because they can recite some Latin name for a bone or a ligament or whatever. Who the hell cares? Did our ancient ancestors have Latin names for all the vegetation and all the flowers and herbs? Hell no! And they lived just fine. They knew about all the tinctures you could make from the plants and the trees and the bark of trees. They didn't need to give it a Latin name to make it sound like they're smart. What's wrong with our people? You're so easily buffaloed? Good God. Wake the hell up. Looking at Ralph's message here. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, well, no, Ralph, part of the problem is I didn't send out my usual email blast about tonight's show. So that's why. I don't think anybody's taken Adam's side. If they have, then good riddance. I mean, to be quite honest, but I don't think that's it. Tonight it was my fault because everybody's used to me sending out an email blast, and today I forgot to do it, and they think that there's no show. Well, I did post it on the website, but I didn't send out the email. So, again, that's my fault. And again, if somebody wants to take somebody else's version of the story, just like I'm still getting threatening stuff from a certain guy with the initial CF, threatening me with, quote, disclosing publicly this or that. Personally, I don't give a damn. And if somebody wants to believe his bullshit over me, that's their choice. I won't lose a night's sleep over it. Again, this does not make me money. It does not make me wealthy. It does not make me popular. And I never started this thing with those things in mind. So people coming and going, I expect it. And if people want to side with somebody else on a version of history or what's going on, hey, that's everybody's prerogative. And it's not going to make one scintilla of a difference in my life, period. Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's see if my notifications come in here. Okay, very good. All right, what I want to do now is to change gears just a little bit and go to Malachi. Now, we usually go to Malachi 4, but I thought tonight we'd go to Malachi chapter 3, because the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi is the Hebrew well, it wasn't pronounced Malachi, Malak. A Malak is just like the Greek word angelos, which we call angel. Angelos meant messenger. Okay, so an angel or angelos was a messenger, and in the Hebrew, Malak is a messenger. Okay, so this is probably not the actual name anyway. It's just it was titled from the messenger. Okay, in fact, the very first verse in chapter 3 says, "Behold, I send my messenger, my Malak, my angelos, and he will prepare the way before me, and Yahweh, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, behold, he comes, says Yahweh of armies. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who will stand when he appears?" Again, time to stand up, folks. "Who will stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire." We talked about silver and gold, the refining process. "And like launderer's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver. And they shall offer to Yahweh offerings in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to Yahweh, as in the days of old and as in ancient years. I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers." Sorcerers. Remember pharmakia in the Greek, where we get the word pharmacy? Drugs used in sorcery and black magic. Sorcery and black magic. Yep, that's what they're selling you in the pharmakia. "And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers." Now, adulterers, there's another one for you. What does it mean to adulterate something? Adulterate. Oh, that's right. To make something that's pure impure. To add something to the mixture that contaminates it. So here, adulterers, your modern day prostitute preacher is going to tell you, well, it's the people that are married to somebody else sleeping with another partner. You know, they've committed adultery. The whole time overlooking their congregation full of race-mixing, mamzer-creating, condemnation-gathering sinners. Liars are what these prostitute preachers are. Simply because they didn't do any investigation, or they were told to keep their mouth shut if they knew what was good for them, just like the diaper wearers and the vaccination getters. Adulterers. So he's against those who mix their holy seed, meaning their race mixing, and he's against that. And against the perjurers. What is it to commit perjury? It's basically a false witness or a liar. So those who commit sorceries, those who are race mixers, those who perjure themselves, false witness or liars, and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages. Oh, the hireling in his wages. Who does that? Who makes a science on how to screw people out of their proper wages? Can you say Jews? I got lots of personal testimony from friends and family on that one alone. Who oppress the hireling in his wages, they oppress the widows and the fatherless, that's the orphans, and who deprive the foreigner of justice, and do not fear me, says Yahweh of armies. Do the Jews fear Yahweh of armies? No. Because they follow their father, Satan. Whatever title, name you want to give to him, it doesn't matter. He is the one that was condemned, and they do the works of their father just as Christ says. So they follow their father, and they do not fear or reverence Yahweh of armies. Now, Yahweh of armies, what armies? That's you and me, guys. When are we going to stand up and become an army again? I can't wait. I know it's coming. I sure wish it would get here soon. The whole world is in travail waiting for that. Verse 6, for I, Yahweh, do not change. Therefore you, sons of Jacob, are not consumed. In other words, you and me, guys, we deserve to be burnt up. We're a sorry lot. This whole world is in travail because we just don't get our shit together. From the days of your fathers, you have turned away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Take a look around you. How many people obey the commandments of the Father? Almost none. Return to me, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of armies. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob Yahweh God? Yet you rob me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, meaning your charity work. You are cursed with the curse, for you rob me, even this whole race or nation. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says Yahweh of armies. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough for it. In other words, you're withholding the funds necessary to, what, promote the truth? How about promoting the community concept? You're withholding the funds or materials that would be able to construct his kingdom. You're holding it back. You're holding it back because of fear. Again, no faith, no, it's all fear. He's just saying, why don't you trust me here? Test me, he says. It's one of the few times it says to test him, because normally the scriptures tell us, don't test the Father. Here in Malachi, he's actually telling you to test me. And if you will do this, basically, he's saying, I will open up the storehouse for you. Verse 12, all nations or all other races shall call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says Yahweh of armies. Yeah, we could be a delightful land. We could accomplish a lot of things if we'd pull together, pull our resources, but everybody, they're too busy sticking daggers in each other's back, naysaying one another, got trolls out there, believing trolls rather than people you've known for decades. We do everything except what he wants us to do. We seem to be really good at that. Verse 13, your words have been stout against me, says Yahweh. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve Yahweh God. Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people. And what profit is it that we have followed his instructions and that we have walked mournfully before Yahweh of armies? That's our people. Now we call the proud happy. Yes, those who work wickedness are built up. Yes, they tempt Yahweh God and escape, which is what we're seeing right now today. The people that mock the living God look like you're getting away with it, doesn't it? Then those who feared Yahweh spoke one with another, and Yahweh listened and heard, and a book of memory was written before him for those who feared Yahweh God and who honored his name. name doesn't matter. That's what the prostitute's telling you, right? They shall be mine, says Yahweh of armies, my own possession in the day that I make, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves Yahweh God and him who does not serve him. Hallelujah. In fact, our dear brother Michael over in Sweden sent me an email earlier today with a picture from a document that was put out by one of the world-renowned archaeologists that they had made a recent discovery of the names that were in a sacred text. And one of the names that they found over and over again in this text was Yahweh. Now, there's some people out there saying Yahweh's a Jewish God. Well, that's the same as saying that the Old Testament is a Jewish book. No, it's not. The Jews didn't even come along. The vast majority of Jews didn't even come into any portion of even fake Judaism until almost the 10th century after Christ. So how the hell could it be a Jewish God? First of all, the word Jew is a misnomer. It didn't even exist 200 years ago. Okay, so what the hell? A Jewish book? A Jewish name? We still say hallelujah all the time. Yah, I am, his name, shortened form. Just like Dan is the shortened form of Daniel, Yah is the shortened form of Yahweh. I am. In the Septuagint, when Moses said, who do I say sent me? The answer was, ego eimi haon. I am the one. Ego eimi haon. I am the one. The eternal one. The self-existent one. Because you can't understand anything more complicated than that. Let's face it. The average person in shoe leather today can't even tell that that diaper on their face can't stop a virus, even if the virus actually was causing the problem. That piece of cloth or whatever material you're slapping across your face couldn't stop them anyway. So if you can't understand that a virus is smaller than the holes in that mask at the microscopic level, if you can't conceive of that, how in the hell would you understand how Father Yahweh works? How would you understand anything about this world, how it was created, how long he's been here, and what the other side looks like? How would you do that when the average person doesn't have enough sense to know when somebody like a Fauci stands up there in front of you that flat screen and sells you a bill of goods and lies his ass off and you don't have enough discernment to realize it? And you think you're going to understand the higher things of the Father, his creation, you, how you were created, you think you're going to understand that? You're going to understand what the other side, on the other side of the firmament, what we call heaven, where we go when we leave this earthly plane? You think you're going to understand all that? Why do you even try? Again, you had nothing to do with you being here. Your mother and father got together, that became the creation of the temple, and Yahweh filled the spirit. You had nothing to do with any of that, and yet you're here. You've got a body you're residing in. You're a spiritual being. You had nothing to do with it. You have no idea how that all happens. You really don't. Even with all the modern shit that they've got in medicine today, they've got a little glimpse of what's going on. They still don't have a whole picture. It's so detailed and complicated. Even at the cell level, the magnitude of information that's processed and generated just in the tiny little cell is almost beyond recognition or belief. Actually, that should be comforting to you to know that you don't need to understand all that. You really don't. Why would you worry about it? When we leave here, we go over there. We don't disappear. We disappear out of these temples because they're corruptible. But the spirit lives on. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. So don't let them buffalo you. Don't let them create fear in you that, oh, you've got to do what we're saying because you might die from a mysterious unknown virus that's going around. Yeah, right. Or we might come in and put a bullet in you and kill you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what? So what? Death comes for us all. There's not a thing you can do about it. So why waste any precious time or energy worrying about it or allowing despots to make you afraid that you'll do wicked things to yourself, your family, or this earth just because you don't want them to harm you, threaten you? Really? I feel sorry for people like that. I really do. Now, our Father doesn't expect us to go out there and do stupid-ass things and become martyrs. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, you're not supposed to allow a bunch of despots, communist criminals, to take this beautiful world, turn it upside down, poison the shit out of it, and do all of these nefarious things to mankind, and you sit back on your ass because you're afraid. No. That's not right. We will be held accountable for that attitude. Absolutely. If you want something that should bother you, it should bother you if you're not doing anything to stop what's happening right now. That should bother you. When you stand before the Father on Judgment Day, that's something you're going to have to kind of be worried about, having to explain why you did nothing to stop this stupidity and nonsense that's going on. Okay? I'm just telling you. So, anyway, again, I apologize for not getting the word out, or we'd have a much larger crowd here tonight. But the good news is they can listen to it. If anybody has anything they want to share, so now would be the time to call in and share it. Again, folks, just stay calm, please. Reach out to your network of trusted friends about what's going on. Be careful in this world out there because, like I said, this experimental substance is doing crazy, crazy things to people. Not just causing, like in the ladies, menstrual problems. Pregnant women or their babies are dying. They're having all kinds of trouble with their pregnancies. There's fights. There's a lot of anxiety. All these crazy, crazy things. But again, all the more reason you must keep your health up right now. You really got to do that, okay? So, I just got a message from Mitchell Henderson, who wrote the book Man Beyond His Mission. He's a former intelligence officer and a Tampa police officer. He's on the Jeff Friends show every Monday, apparently. And I think he's going to be my guest. I'd sent him a note, and I just got an answer back from him here. So apparently at some time here in the very near future, Mitchell Henderson will be our guest. You can go to Amazon and if you want to read about his book, Man Beyond His Mission, if you want to know a little bit about him. But it should be a good interview. And again, nobody that comes on will you agree with completely. Okay? Nobody. So you chew the meat and spit out the bones. Old Man Joe talked about the masks yesterday. That's what John says. Who's Old Man Joe? Oh, you're talking about that retard in Washington? If that's Old Man Joe, I don't listen to anything he says. Nothing coming out of Washington. Washington, to me, doesn't exist. It's just the way it is. It does not exist. Somebody says it's a federal law, I go, who cares? They have lost all of their authority to be in a position as a public servant to this nation. And now the states are starting to stand up for states' rights. Hallelujah. So the union of states is starting to come apart. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Because we were supposed to be a union of sovereign states. The only reason the union was formed was to make it better for commerce and defense of the 50 sovereign states. Each state was independent. So the fact that Washington's full of a bunch of buffoons and mental retards and criminals might be actually a good thing, because now states are realizing we need to isolate from each other, especially the states full of communists, and we need to get our state sovereignty back, because we should never have allowed it to be usurped to begin with. States' rights, okay? That's what the Senate's for. Okay, remember that. At the state level, the Senate is supposed to represent the counties. Okay, the counties need representation. So the Senate at the state level is to give the counties a vote. Just like at the federal level, the Senate was for the state legislatures. The Senate's job was to protect states' rights. See, everything has been usurped and everything is upside down. So we got to right the ship and get that set back. Okay. But again, I can't stress enough your health, people, your health. I know two phenomenal ladies with the ability to do biofeedback over the phone and do assessments and help you with health issues. The one lady lives in Georgia. The other lady is here in Central Florida. Actually, I know more than just two, but two of them that have some of the best biofeedback technology. There's another lady in Central Florida that's very spiritual, knows about all the healings through the laying on of hands and things such as that. The point I'm trying to get at is if you got any health issues that could be benefited by contact with those people, let me know, and I will send you their information. I'm not going to badger anybody. I'm just putting it out there, or as my naturopath says, I'm laying the gift on the table. What you do with it is your business. I'm just putting it out there on the table. I'll be glad to help you out any way. I've been trained as a CNHP, which is a certified natural health professional. And I have some knowledge in a lot of things, just enough probably to get me in trouble, but enough so that I can pretty much know who to direct you to get some answers that might help you. And the naturopaths that I know have helped out a lot of people. A lot of people. John is saying that mental retard that's sitting in the White House or pretending to sit in the White House in Washington wants us all to be jabbed. Well, people in hell want ice water. Okay? I don't really care what he says. Me personally, I don't care what he or anybody else in Washington says. They don't have the right. Okay? They don't have the right. Ralph in Canada says, I can give a second witness. I could talk to my naturopath on the phone and he could tell me what's going on. Right. They have both the knowledge by the questions they ask, but they also have new technology called biofeedback, where voice stress analysis is done by your speaking into the phone and it being picked up by a computer and analyzed using algorithms that are based on Tesla technology, Royal Rife technology, Dr. Bach. I can't think of the other guy's name. My son studied under his Dr. Jensen. That's it, Dr. Jensen. So the point of it is some very, very smart people have figured all this stuff out. And again, it may not be the cup of tea for everybody, but Yahweh is giving us tools to help us get and maintain our health. We should take advantage of them. The greatest tool, of course, is yourself with your contact with the Father and through the Holy Spirit. And the leading of the Spirit as to what you should do about your health here, whether it's through a naturopath, through laying on of hands, through Reiki, through massage, through chiropractic, doctor of osteopathy. These are all good people who are trying to help you out, okay? But the bottom line is you are responsible for your health. You, as an individual. Nobody else is. You are. And the government has no business in healthcare. None. No authority and no business. That's our business and our business alone. Just as government has no business in the raising of our children and the education of our children. None. Let that sink in. All right, that's all I got for tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this chance to fellowship with one another. We just pray you would reach out, and through your Holy Spirit, you would reach all of your sons and daughters across this earth. The assault upon the righteous is just unbelievable at this time. The assault against truth, the assault against anything natural, the assault against all things of Yahweh is tremendously strong right now. So all of the warriors who are taking a stand, we pray, Father, that you would reach down and touch their souls. Give them strength. Give them courage. Stiffen those backbones. Let them see with clear vision the earth as you intended it to be. Let them see what we can do if we stand up together against these evil people. We just pray that your leading of the Holy Spirit will be strong. We pray that you'd watch over each and every one of us. Guide us into good health and good sound reasoning. Open our eyes to see through the discernment. And always, Father, protect us from our enemies. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.